children are reaching out to text-based crisis communication hotlines to seek help for mental illness. But as WBAA's Taylor Haggerty reports, a Purdue University study finds they're using them as a method to report abuse.
When an adult who works with children suspects abuse is taking place, they're required to report it to the police or Child Protective Services. It's called mandatory reporting. But for crisis lines, the process is different.
You don't actually know who the child is, which complicates mandatory reporting. Basically, that means that the child has to tell the crisis counselor who they are.
That's researcher Laura Schwab-Reese, an assistant professor of health and kinesiology at Purdue. She says they use the messages that triggered a mandatory report for their study. Schwab-Reese says kids ages 13 to 15 were the most likely to send a text message. She says that could be because they have easy access to cell phones, but there are other factors.
School teachers, doctors, kind of those folks tend to report younger kids to mandatory report hotlines more. But by adolescents, kids are less recognized.
The study is the first in a series, which Schwab-Reese says will examine the ways children interact with social media. For WBAA News, I'm Taylor Haggerty.